climb the garden wall with a candle in my hand. I'd hide inside a hole of rock and sand. On the stone, an ancient hand in a faded yellow green made alive a worldly wonder, often told but never seen. Now and never bound to labor on the sea and in the sky.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Harrison, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and this is Strange Waves, and guess who's back?
We made it stranger.
He's back.
We're back. Auden is here. We're in the studio. Maskless now.
I know, it's
like
great.
The pandemic's over.
You can actually hear us. It's incredible.
It's craziness.
Yeah, beautiful day for the second day of classes. So after,
let's talk about weather.
Yeah.
Medford weather. Actually, we needed that rain yesterday. It's really getting us in the mood. For some, you know,
Mass has been in a drought.
I know.
So
everywhere's been in a drought. Yeah, yeah. Look at that.
Climate change goes crazy.
How were classes today, Harrison?
So I started with a intro to world music, which is pretty
intro
sick.
Intro to world music. Oh my god.
I don't know. It's like, dude, it's crazy.
A radio show. That's insane.
It's insane, right? Yeah. I don't know. The professor's really cool. He's new at Tufts. I think we spent most of the class talking about how, like, world music is kind of a terrible name and that it was created by record labels.
Yeah. No. I mean, my favorite thing, I'm about to like have a rich white kid moment, I guess, but I was using my grandparents' Audi to travel up here this summer, and the Sirius XM like music genres are so funny.
Yes, they are.
Like,
they are really funny.
They are really, like, because I've never had a car with Sirius XM, and so like I whatever was playing my stuff. And like the world section, like the pictures of bongos in the background, and like urban section, like Jesus, like it was, yeah, no, it was intense. It was very intense. But
I think the reason that I took it at least is largely due to just my interest in jazz and like the Grateful Dead in particular, because the drummers talk about, specifically Mickey Hart talks a lot about how they brought him into the band because he was playing these polyrhythms and these like time signatures that just weren't used in popular American music at the time.
Yeah.
And it's because he studied like African percussion and all right, that, which again is too broad of a term because like every Africa's massive, yeah. And so it's
well,
like
it's so because I just wrote that paper at the end of last semester about like polyrhythms and stuff and how they travel from sub-Saharan Africa to Cuba to America, like that whole the way they all travel. And of course, I'm not an expert on it, but from what I understand, like different tribes in Africa used different call and response techniques when drumming to like. It was a language, like I don't think we understand the full capacity of it, like it was
but they were taught and then in the beginning of this Jay Dilla biography that I'm still kind of working through, it starts off with that. It talks about how polyrhythm originated because slaves in the Americas weren't taught language. There was no language. Yeah, was the language the was literally it was rhythms.
So cool. In the way it's to reduce that to world music is, I mean, I can't speak for anybody, it's like, you know. It seems like a lot just to put all of that history and like, it's the place that all of our music comes from today, and to put that all into world music isn't right.
Yeah, and so I'm excited to learn because, again, like my musical knowledge is pretty heavily concentrated in North America, but, you know, and again, that's just because that's where we're from. That's what he was talking about. Like, you're going to get more exposure to stuff that's from North America, from Western nations than you really are. So
yeah, I mean, I've been trying to, this next track has an African musician on it.
Yep.
I've been listening to, like, do you remember what that genre of music is called? The, like, Japanese funk?
Oh, city pop?
Yeah, city pop.
Yeah, city pop's great.
I've been listening
to
like a bunch of city pop because Eliav got me onto Demon Slayer, so like now I'm watching anime. Like,
I was about to start that. Is it good?
It's so good.
Okay.
It's so good.
We'll talk about TV after this next track, but we gotta keep some music
going.
Let's
play some world music.
This is Tongo Bara by that's a name.
Wait, let me see it again.
Let's get the French speaker in here.
Via Farka Touré and Krongbin.
Krongbin. Yeah. Krongbin's great. I play them on the show all the time. All right, enjoy. Thank you.
it's good.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
It's good stuff. I would tend to agree. But yeah, so what did you start off the day with? We talked about me. I want to hear about your day so far.
I woke up bright and early, made myself. Well, now we got the kitchen, and you got the kitchen too. The off-campus living, it really changes up the routine.
Oh, Amy came over and made pancakes this morning. It's great.
Pancakes? Yeah. Damn, dude. Yeah. I made myself a little hummus toast with cucumber, little swig of olive oil, some salt and pepper. Simple.
Mm-hmm.
Simple breakfast toast. Then I went to class. I had media ethics.
Very nice.
With a professor that I almost had a class with freshman year, but then didn't end up taking. So now I get to take a class with her, and it seems very interesting. It's like a combination of people that want to be journalists and people majoring in political science. Like, it's a cool mix of people. There's a few other CBS majors.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like talking about why we want to take it, and I was like, I don't know if I've told you about like the, I watched that documentary on Netflix, like the
social media.
And there's one guy in the class who's like CompSci and STS, and he looks exactly like the guy that runs the Center for Humane Technology, and I'm pretty sure it's the guy. Like, I think he's...
You think it's the same dude?
I think he's in the class.
Okay,
like,
wow.
I think he's like sitting in and just like, you know, hanging out with us.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, I think this year more than most, I'm starting to realize kind of the pull Tufts has in some areas. Like, multiple of my professors are like, not even part-time, they teach full-time here, and then when they aren't teaching here, they're in their home countries doing research, teaching there, speaking, doing book tours, all this other stuff. And so I think it's pretty cool that we're starting to like get some of the higher level professors.
There's definitely a good pull. Yeah. I mean, right, I'm starting this lab, the memory and aging lab this week.
Okay.
And I mean, all the reading is going to be from the lab itself, which is pretty exciting. And they have cool co-authors, and yeah, we'll see. It's all coming together. We're back.
I know. I'm more excited. I'm probably the most excited for this year that I have been for college in general. Because it feels like we're actually at a university.
It feels like another freshman year.
Yeah, I know.
Definitely.
It's great. Yeah.
We'll see.
So, yeah. I don't know. High praise from us so far.
Yeah. I mean, this... Okay, so that, if we're going to go back to the music now. The next track, I actually had to do a little research on Nate Mercero.
Oh, okay. We're doing Nate Mercero.
Well, we don't have to play.
No, we'll do Nate Mercero.
It is a little intense. I guess we're not waking people up. Everyone's up now. This is a lunchtime track.
We'll do Nate Mercero, and then we'll get into some more fun stuff.
Yeah.
But let's hear it. What's the research?
So Nate Mercero is a studio musician from LA. He like was a studio musician for Jay-Z and a bunch of big names. And he recently came out with like an album where he credits the Golden Gate Bridge, because he used a lot of
drugs, ladies and gentlemen.
Exactly. But he actually used like the sounds of, apparently the wind going through the Golden Gate Bridge is like really loud, right?
Yeah, because the cables are
there's something with the cables, and like, everyone's complaining about it, but he was like, yo, this actually sounds really cool. And he like made a whole album with it. He's a guitarist. And this song, I don't even think it's from that album. I think it's a single, but this song's pretty cool.
It's a weird song, guys.
It's a cool song.
This is why I like, this is why I like having Autumn back. Cause I fall too much into my own trappings of just like playing the same stuff over and over again, which is, you know, it is
If people want to listen to the radio, you can always go. I don't even know what station is like the pop music radio.
I have no idea. Pop music radio is some of the worst stuff ever, but we'll get into that later.
I mean,
this is There You Are by Nate Mercero. Enjoy. Numbers to think about. Prescription drug versus medical marijuana deaths.
Tell me about it.
Number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs. 54. That's number of human beings that have died of an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history. 0. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Thanks, Tufts. Appreciate that.
I forget what it is. If you, in order to overdose on weed, you have to smoke like 100 something grams in the span of an hour. It's like literally impossible.
Yeah. I thought it was like easier to die eating too many bananas.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Yeah. Sorry, I haven't been eating a lot of bananas recently. Maybe I should eat more though.
Yeah, you know. that's the takeaway from this.
Yeah. What do you think of that song?
Yeah, it's sick. I love anything really that's like cool. Weird and, you know, playing with. I like the intersection of electronic music and like more traditional analog stuff.
He's just like a musician, but yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of that exact concept, let's take it back.
Yeah.
About 30 years. Gotcha. Little group called New Order.
Tell me about them, just like a little bit.
Yeah, they're this super underground like niche indie band that, like, not a lot of people know about.
They're playing at the Burn next week.
Yeah, no, they're actually a side project from an even smaller, less known indie band called Joy Division that nobody's ever heard of.
Yeah.
But yeah, basically Peter Hook's a genius, and after oh god, why am I blanking on his name? Ian Curtis. After Ian Curtis tragically took his own life, Peter Hook decided to create a band called New Order. And New Order is largely responsible or credited for creating a genre called dance punk, which we're very familiar with because we're LCD Sound System fans.
Yeah.
And so, shout out Isaac, if you're listening to this. He put out one of the absolute best tweets I've ever seen in my entire life. And it was basically just like, imagine being in a club in the 90s and hearing the drop to The Perfect Kiss for the first time. And I was like, that's it. And so I went back on this New Order binge, and I love them. I love them so much.
I got to get on the Joy Division New Order wave, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, like, don't listen to anything post-1990. It's pretty much a good rule of thumb.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, like, they're great. They're really great.
Well, let's bless everybody.
Let's do it, yeah. That's The Perfect Kiss. So, enjoy. We'll be right back. Got a little preview of what we're playing next. Oh, yeah, you
be careful there, man. Can't give it away. Yeah, that was a good drop.
Yeah,
it's a good song. I would like to be at the disco, at the discotheque.
Yeah, there's like a 10-minute version of it that's even better. It, like, builds up for, like, the first three, and then the second half of it is all instrumental, and it's insane. Yeah, it's good stuff.
I mean, speaking of discotheque, we have a little Brazilian disco up next, I think. So, French, Brazilian?
Yeah, for reference, we were going to plan out a set list last night, but then... If you're in Medford and it's a Tuesday, you know what's going on.
I guess so, yeah. The Medford locals.
Yeah. So we didn't get a chance to plan out the set list, so we kind of just are winging it today. He comes in and he says, "Do you like disco?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And he's like, "You gotta play this."
Yeah.
This song is called A-E-I-O-U.
All the vowels. Well, I guess not Y, really.
Yeah, not Y. Why?
That's why.
Exactly. It's from somebody called D-Mello. And so I do a little bit of research. Turns out this song came out in 2019. I thought disco was dead.
Who said that?
D-Mello. Did you ever hear about it? I forget which team it was. It might have been like the Detroit Tigers or something. Yeah. They had like a Destroy Disco night.
Destroy Disco?
Yeah, because like towards the end of the 70s, people hated disco.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
it was like so oversaturated. Yeah. So they literally had a thing where it was like, I think you got a free beer or a free hot dog or something if you brought a disco record to chuck into a fire.
Oh, my God.
That they were doing on the field. Yeah.
That's awful.
I know.
Think about all the disco we've lost. I know. From that one.
And there's still a copy of the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack at everybody's home across the country. Course.
I saw that movie. Fiona and I were in Paris and we went to like the outdoor cinema and that was the movie that was playing. It was a good movie. Yeah, it was so awesome.
I thought disco was dead. Apparently not.
It's back with D-Mello.
Yeah, I do a little reference. Turns out D-Mello is, according to his Bandcamp page, he is a legendary Brazilian singer. So
I'm sure he is. I mean, I'm excited. I've never lived in Brazil. I should go and hang out with D-Mello now.
Honest to God, my only perception of Brazilian music is Bossa Nova.
Yeah.
So I'm excited.
I mean, that's probably the classic.
Oh, did you see the Smiling Friends go to Brazil?
No, I really need to watch that though. I love that show.
Yeah, it might be my favorite episode.
It's okay. All right, we're gonna watch that later.
Let's get into it. This is A-E-I-O-U by D-Mello and Cotonete.
Enjoy it.
Enjoy.
Quem quer, eu vou referenciar. O que não falta é mulher. Este poder pedirá se revelar.
Adianta, nego, nem tudo é chamego, chumbrego, não dá pra remar contra a maré. Saiba desatar no desfrego, tente se livrar desse apego, pode até se esbaldar, não vai quem quer. Reze acendo uma vela e peça sossego, é bom segurar seu emprego, não queira aparentar o que você não é. Se dá bem quem supera os seus medos, ver ouvir e calar é o segredo, você tem que saber o que você quer. Todo truque da vida eu molejo, relaxe e viva, meu nego, leve a vida que você quer.
I hope y'all had as much fun with that as we did.
Yeah, I was getting texts that, oh, maybe it's not the vibe right now. It's always the vibe.
It's always the vibe, bro.
Brazilian disco sent out by a French label. Like, how could you go wrong? Plus, the vinyl's only $13. What a steal, guys. Everyone go get your copy now.
What a steal. So, what have you been listening to as of late? Like, on heavy rotation, I mean, not your daily discovery that gives you Brazilian disco from 2019.
Except, you know what? Like, that gives me 10 tracks, and I just, like, listen to that once a day. Gotcha. I mean, the new JID album,
let's talk about it real quick.
The Forever Story. First of all, great name. Makes me think it's going to be his last album.
No, it's not. Do you know how happy it makes me that he's finally living up? I have been telling people that JID is the best young rapper since the Never Story.
Well, I told you where I first saw him.
Like, years ago.
I saw him, like, 6 years. I don't even know. Yeah, like, what year is it?
Yeah, 6 years
probably, like,
ago.
6 or 7 years ago, I saw him before the Never Story was out. I saw him open with like a 15-minute set for J. Cole on Long Island.
It's crazy to me how much, like, better he is than J. Cole too.
I mean, yeah, he's definitely the best on Dreamville. Oh. I love the other guys too. Like, I love Earth Gang stuff and whatever. They're all great.
The Earth Gang album was really good this year too.
Yeah, they always have good stuff. My brother loves that album. Like the Mirror, whatever that one, the Mirrorland album.
Just breaking down, like, I don't know. This, the amount of work that went into, like, tracks like Dance Now and like Can't Punk Me and like,
yeah.
No, they're them, all brought to them. Like,
I mean, it wasn't. I kind of just needed more Jid stuff. I like that it wasn't sort of some new unexpected thing. Like, it was just like purely,
it's him perfecting.
Like, it was just purely really, really good rap.
His production's very good. The people that he gets around,
All the Dreamville tracks are always like,
now
they have good stuff.
Let me give you some recommendations.
All right, let me hear.
This new Danger Mouse and Black Thought tape.
I listened to that.
Very, very good.
So good. My dad was listening. Of course. Yeah. My dad was listening to that too. That's really good. I love the MF Doom track on that.
I was just about to say, the fact that we got a good MF Doom verse on a track, like,
is amazing.
Is insane. The amount of stuff that there's just sitting in his back catalog, just kind of.
There's got to be so much.
I know, but the good thing is that his widow is very, very good about running the estate. She's very particular about, like, what she allows out and, like, who is allowed to use it.
You gotta let Black Thought, if anyone's gonna do it.
Oh yeah, they were friends.
They're gonna be the ones to do it right.
Yeah, I mean,
no, that was amazing. That's a really good album.
Also, the just listen to the Billy Woods album, Atheos.
I have not.
Ooh,
I know you.
It's good.
Combined with my dad on, like, listening,
it's
recommendations,
really,
I'm just not gonna have time to go to school anymore. Like, I'm just gonna be listening to stuff.
He's coming to Somerville Theater in October. It's
Somerville,
like, $15.
Nice. Yeah, no,
I'm gonna
cheap.
Go for sure. Did you know? Oh my God, what's the name? Arm and Hammer. That group.
Yeah.
Yeah, Haram, the Alchemist tape, the one with the pig heads on the That's, he's half of that.
Oh, cool.
And he's been around forever, but nobody gives this man credit, like, for being as good as he is. So I would highly recommend checking it out.
I'm trying to look at what else I was listening to.
But yeah, okay, we got some fun. I've been playing a lot of Ween on the show recently, because I'm building up to going to this show.
Oh, did you buy tickets? I didn't even buy a ticket yet.
Yeah.
I might go home for Halloween, so I don't know if I can. We'll see. I know, that would be so fun.
Amy, Dan, and I are going. It's going to be a lot of fun. But yeah, this is I have an album called Chocolate and Cheese.
Never heard it. I'm very excited.
It's called Roses Are Free.
All right, let's
go. Great stuff. Enjoy.
Call out a pumpkin.
Ween.
I like them.
Yeah, Mollusk is great.
Mollusk. Ocean Man. That's like that track, if you play that, if you ever find yourself in the car with my family, if you just play Ocean Man on the aux, you will get a positive reaction.
Okay. Good to know.
So just letting you know. Just letting everybody know.
If you're ever with the Malones.
Yeah, if you're ever in the car with the Malone Sarnoffs, just play Ocean Man. Good vibes.
It does well. Crowd pleaser. Oh, wow. Definitely. Oh, my God.
What?
I haven't been logging anything this whole time.
Oh, no.
Okay. It's all right.
That's secret fine. Show.
Whatever. I don't want to get an angry email from somebody. What just happened in the past? Remember that guy who called in?
Where's he at? How are you doing, man?
Yeah, dude, if you're listening, call in. I'd love to hear how you're doing. Maybe a little less creepy. Yeah.
This time?
No, a little bit. You know, but
just like a little...
It's just me and Audi, just doing our thing.
Yeah, right. That's my name.
They do still make those.
Yeah, exactly. Audi.
Man. So it's been great. It's great to have you back.
It's great to be back. I'm not going insane in here anymore. I'm still surrounded by vinyl and old chairs and stuff.
No, it's weird because I should be used to it. I did it for a whole like semester. It's infinitely less fun sitting in here by yourself and just like, you know.
Yeah, people just start hearing you go crazy and having conversations with yourself. And
yeah.
Yeah.
I know. It was mostly just me ranting about random stuff.
Yeah, and now I try to keep it a little focused on playing Ocean Man for my family in the car.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good little anecdote.
We haven't talked about concerts yet. How much time we got? We got time.
We got to play. Okay.
You went to some stuff. Well, I guess you probably talked about it over the summer.
Yeah, so I went to two Dead & Company shows, which were...
How was John Mayer fronting that?
He's good. There's this really funny... He came out recently, and for some reason, this is probably the stupidest thing John Mayer has ever done. He came out and publicly admitted that he's never done acid, and he's never going to do acid.
Yeah.
Which, as the frontman for a Dead revival band, is... But he possibly just, the stupidest thing
well,
you could say.
I was going to say he should just get that out there, but also no one was going to ask.
But the funny thing is that there were a bunch of people wearing these shirts that say John Mayer doesn't have the trip sauce, or the alternate version, which I like a lot more, John Mayer should do a 10 sheet, which is 10
yeah.
tabs.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but on a real note, they were so much better than they were when I saw them last year.
Yeah.
They keep getting better. I think the general consensus from fans is that now they've found their groove. They all gel together. They know exactly what they're doing.
They went last year. They're just that's their thing, right? They're just constantly on the road, constantly
performing. Yeah, I mean literally, Bob Weir's taking 2 months off, and then he's going on the road in a couple weeks.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I was thinking about driving down to Hartford, but nah.
No one needs to go to Hartford.
I already went once, and it was one time's too many.
I've been driving through Hartford a lot this summer.
It sucks. It's such a bad city.
You know, I just
hate Connecticut in general. I'm just gonna say it.
I mean, my dad's like from Connecticut. It has its moments, but that traffic, man, that is the worst. Driving diagonally across an entire state, only in the Northeast, man.
Yeah, only in the Northeast. At least it's not Florida, where it's all just flat and highway, and there's nothing interesting to see whatsoever, and you just go insane after.
Except, you know, Florida's full of surprises. You know?
Shout out to Aditya.
Shout out, Addy.
Shout out to Aditya Parashar. Welcome back.
Hope Picante was delicious.
Welcome back, buddy.
Yeah. He can come on the show next week.
I want to get him on the show. Last time he was on, it was a great success, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, no, Dead was great. Got Spiritualized coming up this month, right?
Yeah, it's on the 20th, I believe.
Which venue?
I think it's Roadrunner, which
Sick.
Is going to be perfect. My dad went, I don't know how long ago, but he said that was like, out of his whole life, that was one of the best concerts ever.
Oh, the venue is unbelievably good for what it's...
Yeah,
it's,
and that's what he said, too. He was worried that they wouldn't have enough stage space. But
nope, they do.
The fact that LCD Sound System did that, I think...
If you could fit
LCD
Sound System on a stage, you could fit a 30-piece orchestra on a stage.
Yeah,
like,
no, it'll
be
good. I'm very excited.
But yeah, so we got one track left for you guys.
We got just enough time.
It's a little Neil Young track. Request from my mother. It's a Harvest
gotta,
Moon.
Gotta please the parents.
Yeah, gotta please the parents. I played some Neil Young last week. Tonight's the Night. Good song. But yeah, this is Harvest Moon. This has been Stranger Waves.
Yeah. Thank you guys for listening. We'll be back next week at the same time, right? But then I think we might switch up time slot.
Yeah, so here's the thing. We're thinking about going to a night slot. If you have opinions on this, please reach out. Let us know. But yeah, we want to be able to play explicit music. We want to be able to get a little weirder with it. So
yeah.
Night slots looking like
it's going to become a proper DJ. It's going to be great.
Thing is, most of my records are rap, so like once I'm able to bring those in, it opens up
a new world. So yeah. we're trying to figure that out.
But yeah, so thanks so much for listening. We'll be back next week.
Yep.
Here's Harvest Moon. Enjoy.
I'm still in love with you. I wanna see you.